It's nice to see all of you. I'm brand new here at the Ford School, and what I'm going to be teaching in the spring is PubPol 621, I think, or 631. It is called Peace Building, Law, Diplomacy, and the Transition from Conflict. As all of you know, if you read the papers, one of the big international policy challenges that faces this country and others is how to deal with situations in countries that are either embroiled in or recently emerging from armed conflict, be it civil or international. In the course that I'll be teaching in the spring, we're going to focus on policy challenges in states that have recently concluded peace settlements of one form or the other. We'll briefly talk about some of the options for conflict resolution and the establishment of peace settlements. Most of the course, though, will be on three topics. First, how do you keep the peace? We're going to spend a few weeks talking about the evolution of UN peacekeeping and also some regional alternatives and some of the elements of successful peacekeeping. Those can include demobilization and reintegration, repatriation or resettlement of refugees, monitoring ceasefires, and an ever broader range of activities that are included underneath this rubric of peacekeeping. The second topic will be early stage economic reconstruction. So how do you get a country that has been torn apart by conflict to begin to rebuild not just private sector economy, but also some of the public institutions that are necessary to build a successful developmental state? And thirdly, we're going to talk about how to deal with the legacies of the past. And here I'm referring to transitional justice. Usually after conflicts, there are there are demands for various forms of justice. There are also interests in achieving national reconciliation. And we're going to talk about what some of the different alternatives are. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of criminal trials, of truth and reconciliation commissions, or other alternatives? Which are most conducive to this process of peace building and emerging from conflict to form a more coherent and sustainable social environment for survivors of conflict? Thanks.